Well, well, well. Look where we find ourselves. Halfway through the 8 o'clock hour. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. And as you know, we've been talking about it for a few days, the Coast Film Festival. It's that time. It's that absolute cool time of year. We love to see what's happening. The Coast Film Flow Week taking place November 8th through the 12th. In studio with us, David Brobeck, Laguna Beach Unified School District teacher, and Ariel Tweedo on the Coast Film Festival panel to discuss the activities we'll be seeing. What are we going to be doing? Welcome, both of you. Thanks for being here this morning.
Well, well, well. Thank you to Ed.
Hey, thank you so much for having us. We are stoked to be here with you, Ed.
I'm delighted you're here. Thank you for making it in early. There's nothing better than early guests, man. They sit in, we have this a cool little conversation ahead of time. What are we expecting from you in the next couple of days?
Do you want to take it?
Yeah, I'll take it. So at Laguna Beach High School, I'm an English teacher at Laguna Beach High School. I've been there forever and a day.
20 plus years, right?
23 years, and I'm a graduate of the school as well. I'm born and raised in Laguna, so through and through, I'm a Lagoonan.
Right.
And, you know, for the longest time at LBHS, we've been trying to find ways to connect with our community, especially environmentally. Right. So for us, this is just a really seamless, natural alliance to be connecting with Coast Film Festival and really bringing some enthusiasm and stoke to LBHS. That's our objective, and we're looking forward to it.
I love the term stoke. I really do. I love the term that you're bringing to it is stoke. Now, flow is fire, land, ocean, water. It's an environmental project.
Correct. Yeah. So my English teacher colleague and I, a few years back, came up with this acronym, Fire, Land, Ocean, Water. It's grade levels, 9, 10, 11, and 12. And the whole idea of this environmental initiative is to study, for instance, like fire, the mechanics of fire in English through storytelling with a common read book, and then also potentially math, science, social studies across the curriculum, fire, land, ocean, and water. So we're excited. We're launching it this year, really in January,
right,
at the high school, and should be fun.
So as a teacher all these years, are you expecting the kids to be completely into it? Are you?
Well, yeah, I mean, you never know how 15 to 18-year-olds are going to respond,
right?
But I think right now, coming out of COVID in particular, we've been inside, we've been insular. You know, addiction to our devices has never been higher than right now. So it's timely, I think, to try to be enthusiastic, right? And find things that we can all kind of come around. And of course, Laguna Beach, young or old, male or female, Republican or Democrat, we're all here for a reason. It's the environment. We've got a green belt. We've got a blue belt. I mean, this is who we are, our DNA through and through. So
excellent.
We're excited, yeah.
Excellent. And Ariel, your responsibility over the next few days during the festival?
I am going to be co-hosting the film festival with Pat Parnell, who's like a legend here in Laguna as well. But I first got to Laguna because I did a film with Greg McGilvery called Into America's Wild, and it showed at the film festival or the Coast Film Festival last or 2 years ago, and I haven't left.
Well,
I fell in love with it. The Coast Film Festival changed my life. I met like-minded people who love being in nature and who love adventure and being outside. And then I just fell in love with Laguna. I love how you have it. You could surf, mountain bike, snowboard and ski, run all in one day. Right. Like, sign me up. And so, yeah, I just love it here.
And you can stand in line at the grocery store behind him and get your grammar corrected, I guess, right?
Exactly. I know I'm trying to speak properly. But throughout the festival, we'll be doing like a storytelling lounge. There'll be a silent disco. There's going to be like food trucks, a bar, DJs, dancing, and then all the films. And so it's just, and then yoga in the mornings with an awesome teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Hiking. There's just so much.
Oh, yeah. So you say silent disco. That's where we put on the headsets and we just dance and no one hears it, but we're dancing, right? Oh, I love that. Count me in.
Well, maybe we can do that right now.
I think we should. Do you know about the movies that are the movie we're seeing? Grand Canyon Adventure? Is that one of the movies?
Yeah, that's the one that Greg McGilvery directed.
Okay.
And that was from a while back, but they're playing that alongside another film that's around the Grand Canyon. I couldn't tell you exactly what it's called.
Okay, there'll be a quiz on Friday.
Silent River.
Oh, there's a quiz already, and here it is. She comes up with the answer.
She popped right into my head.
She's got crib notes. I saw the crib notes.
I am a little slow this morning. I haven't had my coffee yet.
So, David, what got you into teaching? What was it that said, I need this torture in my life?
Oh, come on. Well, you know.
It's got to be a tough gig.
It is. It gets tougher as you get older, right? Okay. I mean, like anything, you get a little bit better with the years. But, you know, that distance of age between myself and my AP English language students who are, you know, 17 or 18.
Right.
There's a little bit of a gulf. But in my head, like a lot of us, I'm still 18. Right.
You have this youthful glow. I'm not saying anything. You have a youthful glow about you, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm still very active. Right. You know, I'm a runner, I'm a mountain biker, I surf, I still skimboard a little bit, believe it or not, and I snowboard quite a bit.
Okay.
So I like to be active, and I think that keeps me youthful and able to connect with my students still.
Right.
What I don't want to become is that crotchety old curmudgeon teacher. We all know those people.
Right.
And, you know, I think once I become that bitter person, maybe that's when I step out of teaching. But I love it.
Right.
Genuinely.
This is my dumb guy on the street question. Have kids changed? The kids you teach, how have they changed in the 23 years that you've been teaching? Are they smarter now than they used to be?
You know, the Laguna Beach that I was born and raised in the 80s has obviously changed quite a bit. I mean, I always say to my students, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, there were real hippies living in the canyon. Now we've got Teslas and LR3s, right?
Right.
So things have definitely changed. But, you know, I mean, Laguna is still intrinsically Laguna. We love our arts. We're open-minded. We're active and outdoorsy people, and students are like that too. You know, there's a lot to be excited about with the next generation of kids coming through the program, for sure.
I see one of the values of flow, as I'm looking at the flow chart, if you will, is independent thinkers.
Right.
And the importance of independent thinking to learning.
Right. So a lot of that is based on, you know, experiential learning, right? And you know, I see the other side. Being in a classroom, we have standards that we teach to the California State Standards. Of course, AP, I'm an AP teacher, so there's always that scrutiny of taking tests. But the thing that is glaringly missing from my vantage point, other educators as well, is giving kids those formative experiences outdoors.
Right.
That was a big part of my childhood, right? In the 80s, I grew up right beneath Thurston Middle School on Tahiti Avenue. I mean, I had unstructured time in nature. Right. You'd walk down the canyon, you'd run into cactus and rattlesnakes and try to figure out a way to get back home, right? And our students don't have that really anymore. And those are the things that last, right? We want to have impressions with our students that they can carry with them for the rest of their lives.
Fantastic.
Rather than being indoors on their phones, looking at TikTok.
Right.
And Snapchatting.
Right.
I think it's important to push our kids outside.
Life is experience.
100%. It is.
It has to be.
I love that. And just adapting when you're outside, you have to adapt to the weather and then to the circumstances and the animals. Like, I love that. And I think we are missing that.
That's right, Ariel. Yeah. I mean, you've obviously had that entire background, right, of adapting to the environment and being outside.
Oh, yeah. In Alaska, I mean, yeah, that's the similarity between the village I grew up in and Laguna. It's like, you're very immersed in nature and you learn how to adapt and how to, like, there's no instant gratification. Like, if you want water, you go out and dig a hole and then get it from the stream and you have to, like, work for it. But those are the memories that last.
Tell us about the village you grew up in Alaska.
I grew up in a village called Unalakleet. It means where the east wind blows.
Okay.
And it never blows from the east. It always blows from the west off the ocean. But the only way in and out is by airplane. There's about 650 people, one little store. We're basically all cousins. So the dating life was pretty small. it was a great place. So I love living there. And it's fun to go home. And my parents still live there. And we have a little cabin. So I go home as much as I can.
Right. And here, and now you live locally, clearly.
the things you like about the nature that's different from Alaska? What are the ocean? Let's say the ocean, or the things you love about the ocean.
Well, I grew up on the ocean in Alaska. Right. Like, I could throw a rock into the ocean from our house. But, and so we like fishing and crabbing, and you like, you subsist off of the land. Like, if you, we don't have meat in the store. So if you want fish, or if you want a protein, you have to go and actually catch it. Right. And you, then you have more respect for it, because you, I could go on right. and on about fishing and hunting, but it's, yeah, that's the difference.
What percentage of your students do you think could feed themselves by fishing or hunting?
Oh my God. I mean, by fishing? Well, actually, we're reading The Old Man and the Sea right now. And I said, how many of you have ever fished before? And, you know, about half of the students did.
Okay.
I like to fly fish a little bit. I'm not very good. Right. But it's, you know, it's all about patience and right timing. Right. And so yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of, like, my own son can't do that.
Okay. All right. Or maybe someday.
It's all learning, right?
Maybe someday. Uh-huh. So what can the community do in the next few days? How can we get involved? How can we help? What can we do?
Buy tickets.
There we go. Tell us how.
Yes, you could go to the Coast Film Festival website, www.coastfilmfestival.com. And it's a really straightforward website. You could buy tickets for either the whole, the full days, or you could buy individual days. And then you could see the schedules of what films are playing. Yeah, and just come. It will like inspire you. The whole tagline is come curious, leave inspired, and that you will. Like, be excited about watching films about snowboarding if you've never snowboarded before. If you've never surfed before, go and watch that, and then just have your mind blown.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
I mean, there are so many avenues to be inspired at this event. You know, like Ariel is saying, you'll be introduced to things that you've never thought of, and ideas from experts that you've never thought of. It's really an open-minded, just intrinsically cool festival that is right here, world-class, in our hometown. So, yeah, you know, make sure that you do it.
You're recommending to buy it for every day, to show up to every day of the festival.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
That would be the best move. And economically, I think that's the good move, too. That's where you get the deal.
Oh, for sure.
Yes. So I definitely. Let's say I'm listening right now. I buy some first day tickets. What am I expecting to see that first day?
I think the first day, I'm a great co-host. That was sarcasm, English teacher. I think the first day is surfing. It's not surfing. It would be mountain. Oh, opening night is at Hobie.
Okay.
Yeah, you have that. And then Birth of Endless Summer at Hobie.
That's okay. I have a producer that does the same thing.
You know, I have a little a little thing on my shoulder right now. Oh, and then Thursday afternoon is a matinee called Buried, and that's about in the 80s. There was a big avalanche, and I just saw like a snippet of that. That's a little scary.
Wow.
But yeah, avalanches. Right. Oh. Mountains and Ben, everybody, Ben Warner is here right now, and he's the main man behind the Coastal Festival.
We're gonna have Ben on the program on Monday. But thanks for being here this morning, and look, take some money out of petty cash over here. Go ahead, reach in the drawer, grab some cash. Thank you so much. That's Ben. We'll be meeting him Monday morning. Thank you, Ben. Before we head out, I wanted to thank both of you for what you do, man. What you do is so noble, both of you. This event is a noble event. It is for teaching, and I love the fact that you're doing it. So David Brobeck, Laguna Beach Unified School District school teacher for 20-plus years, Flo, and Coast Film Festival, Ariel Tweedo. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Ed. I appreciate it.
We look forward to you. And Ben, I'll look forward to talking to you on Monday, buddy.
Hope we see you guys all out there.
All right. 8:43 the time. Mornings with Ed.
Yeah, good job.